We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Sun, sand, and surf await with Qatar Airways. Explore our top 10 beach destinations and find your perfect getaway. Book your escape at QatarAirways.com.
So, on another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast, I'm flying solo today. That's right, you heard me. I'm flying solo. Not because I didn't want any guests on, but since you haven't heard me, since all my guests were speaking before, and I decided I'd give people a break from being on my podcast. So it's just me today, flying solo. Anything goes. I'm kidding. I have some kind of an idea for this episode today. So let's dive into it, shall we? Okay, first thing, for people who are following me on social media, you probably, at the beginning of this pandemic, I was reading a lot. I was sticking to my schedule, but once it became summer, I kind of fell into I wouldn't say runt, but I was falling into, I wouldn't say runt. I would just say, I don't have a good word for it. But I kind of just fell off of that, all the reading and journaling, writing I did, and to help my mental health, I was just kind of just winging it. It was just not a good scene, and I watched TV during the week, and I'm not saying TV is terrible for watching, but I realized when I limit my television until the weekend, it's more enjoyable because it's like, well, like I have DVR on regular TV, but also, and I was like, but I could also wait for the shows to go on Netflix. And so it's not enjoyable watching it during the week because it's like, well, I can get TV time anytime. And so I find it more rewarding that, okay, I can watch Netflix on Saturdays and Sundays after I do all my work in the morning on Saturday and Sunday and get through a whole busy week of doctor's appointments and whatever else I'm doing just during the week, podcasting, blog posting, you name it, I do it. Maybe that didn't sound right. I'll take that back. I fell off the bandwagon. I fell off the high and mighty kind of Jimmy schedule. It is so well organized that I just fell off of it. So over 2 weekends ago, or last weekend, this past weekend, I don't know. I decided to take a reset instead of try to take a reset of what I've been doing, and go back to what I was doing at the beginning of the pandemic. So I'm going to make this episode part two of how I'm staying sane during the pandemic. And there's actually new stuff that I'm doing too. And I'll explain that to you in just a few minutes or hours. I'm kidding. I don't think I could listen. I don't think I could talk for hours. I can talk for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, but hours, ooh, daunting. Anyway, plus I don't think I could listen to myself talk on editing this podcast for an hours. That's the funny part. Today's episode is thanks to our sponsor to make this podcast happen. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make podcasts. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listeners. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it only takes about 5 to 10 minutes to set up. It's simple, easy, and the best part, it's free. So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today to just create your own podcast. Just focusing on part two of how I'm staying sane during this pandemic. And so let's dive into it. Again, I'm just doing what, I just want to point out that there's no bullet points in front of me. It's unscripted as promised, because that was one of the big things that if I was starting this podcast, it's going to be unscripted. And it's not going to be fully planned out. So bear with me. Okay, with that being said, here's what I'm doing. I'm going to go back to some of the things that I was doing at the beginning of this pandemic, and I'm going to throw in the new stuff, if that's okay with you. So step one. First thing I'm doing again, even though I have scheduled time for reading for 2 hours, as long as I'm getting at least maybe 20 to 30 minutes in reading in between stuff or whatever I'm doing during the day, I feel better because I'm reading everything else, like editing blog posts, homework assignments and whatnot. But I like to actually read something enjoyable, an actual book that I picked out. Not here's a depressing story from school that I want you to read for a homework assignment. No. So that's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to be more careful with my time of putting my reading back into my schedule. It was in my schedule, but I was ignoring it. It's not that I didn't think, but who knows how long this pandemic's going on for. So I had to get back on track with reading. And it's not that I'm punishing myself with reading, but I just don't want to basically kind of out-reading everything. And you probably saw some of the social media posts about How Reading Goes Me Everything. If you follow me on social media, not covering that. That's a whole different topic and ballpark. That makes no sense for this podcast episode. So number two, I've been getting rid of stuff that has been breaking. Well, I wouldn't say breaking, either malfunctioning slash breaking. It's kind of the same thing. I'm just getting rid of stuff that does not work anymore. For instance, I might have put in this in one of my blog posts, maybe two of my blog posts, I talked about a journal app that I use called Penzu. Well, silly enough, it stopped syncing the other day, and I was like, why did it stop syncing? And I was like, that's weird. And I was like, perhaps it's just a bug. Well, silly me, I didn't see that the last update.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Did a date on the app in the Google Play Store, and it was the last time it was updated was 2017. So obviously, I don't think Penzu is out of business, but I think they kind of just stopped updating their app. So I got rid of that one, and I found a different journal app, which I find much better. It's called, what is it called? It's called Daybook. I'm not going to go over every single feature, but one of the features I like is that it can sync across devices, and it also allows me to, and I also like the other feature that I can just put in how I'm feeling that day. It has a mood tracker, so I guess like pre-default, and so like you can just say, "Oh, I'm feeling ticked off or happy," or and then might ask a follow-up question of like, "Why did you sleep well or did you sleep terrible or whatnot?" So those are the only two features I'm going to go over, so I got rid of. So I've been journaling again, but then I replaced a journaling Penzu with Daybook. So that's still the same, but so then I'm getting rid of all of that. And I finally so I'm using the journal app. So I'm journaling again, write down what I'm feeling after a long day of homework and and just everything that I do. And so how to replace that, because I need something that syncs, and if it doesn't sync, why use it? Because it doesn't work. It's like saying, hey, I'm going to use Google Docs, and it stops syncing and doesn't work anymore. So, oh boy. So that's what I'm doing. So number three, I've been trying to take more breaks, which I in between my assignments on schedules. So like me, I'll take a 30-minute break during lunch, 10-minute break for snacks, just to get up, stretch my legs, keep my blood flowing, and so I don't get any blood clots and whatnot. Because, you know, they say sitting is the new cancer, but that's old news. And then number four, I've been going back. Number four, I have been I've been using block scheduling to schedule where my breaks fit in. How many minutes and hours I'm spending, keeping track of each activity I do, so I can get all my other stuff done. So, and I use this app called, it's called TimeTune. It's on the Google Play Store. I'm not sure if they have an Apple app. I believe they do. I could be wrong. But I use TimeTune. The things with my Google Calendar. So, and I keep my Google Calendar strictly to events only. Because what was causing me a lot of stress and anxiety was, you know how in Google Calendar you have all, you can have color, so many color coded options. Well, I was trying to block schedule with Google Calendar, and it looked like the whole rainbow. It was just all over the place. And sometimes Google Calendar likes to show the month by default. And so you see all those events and it's like, when do I have free time? And honestly, well, maybe click there's on certain days I might only have 3 or 4 tests, but looking at the month view, just seeing all the stuff at once, it's like I am overwhelmed. And even though even if you click on the day, it's not that bad. You know, on my calendars, it's not that bad, but I just getting stressed. So once I found TimeTune, I put all the detailed events in there. So like my blog scheduling, podcasting, hanging out with, I put in my breaks, my breakfast, my lunch, my dinner, and then what I like about, and for my Google Calendar, I'm just keeping my major events like doctor's appointments, haircuts, hanging out with friends, vacation time, and because it syncs with TimeTune, except it doesn't sync, it's not a two-way sync, so it's only one way, so all my events from Google Calendar goes to TimeTune, shows up in TimeTune, but the stuff in TimeTune does not sync with, doesn't like go the other way out and show stuff on Google Calendar, which it doesn't bother me because I like that, because I'm keeping a detail list in one location and keeping just major events and whatnot in my Google Calendar, because I just keep my brain on an even keel. So number five would be, I've been keeping all my notes and ideas and whatnot in this app called Notion. It's an all-in-one productivity tool. So I don't keep my class notes in there, but I might keep some ideas on blog posts and podcasts and ideas from my website in there, and recipes from the web. So I've just been saving everything in that. And again, this is all helping me deal with a lot of just, I wouldn't say stress, but just anxiety from going so many different apps. It's like, can I just have one thing, just be in one place? And it's helpful. As a content creator, you don't want to go through one app to another app to another app to another app. It's like, can I find like a, at least have an app that has like multiple functions, so then I can streamline it a little bit. And so.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
This is kind of having stuff all in one place has been helping me deal with this pandemic, because it's keeping me organized. And from someone like me on the autism spectrum, I like organization, because if an event just pops up out of the blue without me expecting when the event is, I'm like, this doesn't work for me. Here's a fun fact. Back in middle school and high school, teachers always had to tell me when fire drills are going to happen, because I did not like the whole loud noise, and I didn't like how it startles me out of my seat. I get it, that's why it's called a fire drill, but people had to warn me ahead of time, because I don't like surprises like that. I like good surprises, like, oh, a birthday present or a Christmas present or a visit from my grandma or cousins and whatnot. Those are good surprises. But fire drill? Nope. So that's so that's number five. Number six, I've been doing a little bit of exercise in the morning, 7 days a week. Not like 30 minutes, not 20 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes, but just holding a plank maybe for a minute, side planks sometimes, just a regular plank, just because I want to keep my core strong, because the core helps you as you get older. I'm just been doing that just to wake up my body, because you know how you're sleeping and your body is in neutral position, but then when you get out of bed, it's like, oh, I don't feel like getting out of bed. But now I'm like, when I'm holding up my body weight and everything, it's like, oh, my body's awake. Okay, I'm ready to start the day. So I do that right when I get out of bed. That's something new that I've been doing. And I'm not saying I'm doing, I would count that as a double workout because it's literally just a minute. And sometimes eventually I might go up to 10 minutes, but it's not going to be like a 20-minute workout or whatever. It doesn't have to be considered as a double workout. As your body needs a break, so no more double workouts for me. So that's number six or seven, I forget. Number seven, I think. So number eight would be
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
The next thing really has nothing to really do with the pandemic, but what it deals with is still stress. And so I've been trying to block those annoying spam text messages and that always remind you to vote for this person, vote for this person, whatnot. And it gets so annoying. And I'm on my political soapbox, so don't get me wrong. But since it's closer around the time of the election, this has nothing to, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, I'm not going to tell you who I vote for, I didn't vote yet, I'm not going to tell you my favorite person is, because that's not who I am. But what was getting stressful for me is there's all these spam text messages kept coming through. I found a way to block all the apps, all the calls and everything. And so I dealt with that, but all the spam text messages and everything, I was like, this has got to stop. And it's like, I can't deal with it anymore. I was like, because some of them are just scams. And it's like, oh, you won $1,000. And it's like, yeah, right. And it's like, if I ran $1,000, what did I do? It's like, I don't remember entering contests for $1,000. Hell, great. I won. Too bad I don't remember what's for. Anyway, I never got a text message that said that. Actually, maybe I got one that did say that. But it's too much spam text. And so I found this app. And no, this is not a sponsor of the show, but it's called Pulse SMS. And I set out to block all the numbers not in my contact list. So you probably can block all the numbers and short numbers that are not in my contact list. No one can contact me again. I mean, only my friends and family members, but now I can see why they call the song Silent Night. But yeah, I've yeah, so that's been kind of just been annoying me a while. So that's something new that I did during the pandemic. And it's not helping me during the pandemic, but I mean, it kind of is, if you're like me, who doesn't believe, who believes that only the people that you allow to have your number should have your number. The government shouldn't have your number. No one should have your number. Okay, it was a little bit of my political soapbox, but I mean, that's for both parties. No one should have your personal number. And if they do, well, they probably hack some kind of database, but that's all I'm going to say on that. Again, no political rant, just kind of stating that. So the next thing, that's number nine or eight. Number nine, I've been limiting myself on social media usage. So I don't just go through scroll through newsfeed after newsfeed after newsfeed, because all I keep on saying is coronavirus this, coronavirus that. Yeah, and I've been doing that since the day one of the pandemic. But then one of my tools, I wouldn't say it never malfunctioned, but the timer, the schedule block that was locked for 4 months unlocked. And so then I started to stay on social media a little bit longer. And let's just say it was just not a good sign. And so I learned my lesson on that. I have to be more due diligence and keep to my blocking tools, scheduling, so I don't just look at all the coronavirus news. And of course, now with the election coming up, all the election news, I don't care. It's the most annoying thing ever in the world. And your brain needs a break from all the news, especially it's all depressing. And the news feed is just never ending. So that's number nine. Number 10, I've been scheduling times with my friends, family members. Just recently, I've been trying to come up with a scheduling system to block at certain times. Well, not block out, but I mean to schedule out certain times that people can chat with me and hang out in person if they don't have the coronavirus, or virtually, or if they want to chat, I give my family members or friends the days a week I'm available, and so they can kind of see what my schedule looks like for the week. And I could also change it for I can change it I can basically change it for so people can see my schedule, and I'm tired of all the back and forth, back and forth emails and text messages. It's like, are you free at this time? No, but I'm free at this time. But then they tell me, no, I'm not free at this time. And it's like, so yeah, I'm tired of all the back and forth. And so I created, I'm using free scheduling tools that can sync with my calendars on Google Calendar. And so it's like, well, here's my schedule. Here's what's worked for me. You work around it, and I'm done. Not to be rude, but yeah. So now I've been, I'm tired of scheduling everything myself and working around so many people's schedules. Like, well, here's my schedule. You let me know what works for you. Schedule it in my calendar from your end, and then it will work for me. And great. So that's number 10. 11. I don't think I have a number 11. Nope, I don't think I have a number 11. I've been at all these 10 tips. Some of them are new. Some of them are just a kind of a recap since the first episode of how I'm staying sane during the pandemic. So this is just second one in the series. If you need a refresher, to go back to the first one to check what I'm doing, what I was doing back then. I do not have 11. So after I finish all my bigger projects over the summer, having a consistent look on my blog posts, having a consistent tools that just keep working, consistent brand look, and finishing up all that stuff, I started listening to podcasts again. I still listen to my music. So just to help me get pumped up to learn more and whatnot. So that's something I've been doing again. And so basically all the things I've been doing has been keeping me has been helping me stay sane during this pandemic. And here's the 12th one, just for an extra bonus. I've been streamlining a lot of my social media marketing, and it probably won't, if you're not an entrepreneur like I am, that part doesn't apply to you, but I've just been streamlining things where I could post from multiple accounts in one app. So it's just been helping me keep an even keel, and even it's been just helping me keep on an even track and everything. And I basically did a whole reset of what I've been.
There are so many ads these days wherever you go. There are ads in movie theaters, on TV, on radio, and on billboards. So why would you want to listen to ads in a podcast? Subscribe to the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast to get these exclusive benefits. Listen ad-free. Behind-the-scenes access. Access to our free Facebook community. And so much more. Become a premium member for only $5 per month. To learn more about the Crazy Fitness Guy Premium Podcast, go to crazyfitnessguy.com/healthylivingpodcast or click on the Premium Podcast link in the show notes. Now let's get back to the show.
Doing for over the summer, and I And I was going down the wrong path. So I took a step back, thought about what's working, what's not working. And so I made changes, and it turns out it feels like it's working again. So that's good news. So all in all, I feel like I'm back on my even track of getting back in, of keeping my head light of annoying during this annoying pandemic. So that's all for what I have today. And if you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to the podcast and leaving a review, and share it with your family and friends. And I'll see you on another episode. Oh, before we finish up, I have to say, my next podcast episode that I'm recording, it's gonna be, I'm gonna give you a sneak peek. He is, this person is, the next podcaster, not the next podcast, the next guest who's gonna be on the podcast. He's an autistic, he's also a motivational speaker like myself. And he has written a few books, which I haven't. Boo. I mean, not boo to him, but boo for me. I wish. And so there's that. And he has he has over 1 million followers and likes on Facebook. I don't know where else he's available on, but during that interview, we will find out. And he also has spoken at 900 plus events around the world. So he is a big step up on my. I mean, it's gonna be a different kind of interview this coming up, yeah, I think it's gonna be a really good one. It should be really interesting, maybe some laughs and whatnot. So stay tuned, and make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss the episode. It will come. And if you don't subscribe, you never know when it's going to come out. So see you next time. And make sure you hit the subscribe button and leave a review if you like this podcast episode. And see you here again for another episode of Crazy Fitness Guys Healthy Living Podcast. Peace out.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup is here.
Lemonade, lemonade, the Smoothie King way.
Try a strawberry guava lemonade SK refresher.
Over ice.
A power up in a cup.
Energize.
Or a blueberry lemonade smoothie.
Blend it up in your cup.
Made with real fruit, real juice for a real sip and good summer.
Yum, yum, gotta get some.
Smoothie King's new lemonade lineup, all for a limited time.
Who's thirsty?